Mental health issues can be complex and, well, challenging. When police are called to the scene, sometimes the situation can escalate. Additional mobile crisis response teams have been established across the province as part of a new partnership between the RCMP and the provincial government. RCMP Sergeant Paul Peddle has been involved in the initiative. He joins me live this morning. Good morning, Mr. Peddle.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for joining us. Why is a collaborative team-based approach necessary when responding to people experiencing a mental health crisis?
Well, we believe it ensures a well-rounded, comprehensive assessment from multiple community partners. As you already mentioned, the team is comprised of registered nurses, licensed practical nurses, police officers, and social workers with significant experience in mental health, who travel as a team to assist and intervene the individual when they're experiencing a mental health crisis. So we believe this approach is great because it allows us to look at a person that's in a crisis from many different angles and perspectives, allowing for the best possible outcome.
How important is it that the mobile crisis response services have expanded to more communities in the province?
It's very important. This program has been on the go for approximately 10 years in the St. John's area, and it recently expanded to include Labrador and Cornerbrook as well. And in those past 2 years, there's been over 5,000 calls for service involving the mobile crisis response team. So that number alone is very high, and it shows you just in those areas alone the impact that it has. So we're very excited that it's expanding out to some RCMP areas and excited with the opportunity to work with these teams. Our ultimate goal and vision, obviously, is to see these teams in every part of the province. And that's something we're working towards. But right now, it's a step in the right direction, and we're very, very happy about that.
You just mentioned some 5,000 calls for service, quite the demand. But in what types of situations have they been deployed?
Any type of mental health-related call. So as a police officer, I've been a police officer for about 19 years myself, and I've been involved with many detachment and frontline policing work. So we could get called to any type of situation. It could just be somebody calling saying that they're feeling down, that they need help, that they need to speak to somebody, and we would go to those situations. Historically, the police would respond solely as the first responder in those situations. So now with this collaborative approach, team-based approach, we get different perspectives to deal with these matters. And to expand on that, it could also be something very serious. It could be somebody that's in a media crisis that's suicidal and, you know, wishes to harm themselves or somebody else. And those are the types of situations. So it can range from something on the lower scale to something very serious and imminent.
Sergeant Peddle, has COVID-19 led to an increase in the people experiencing a mental health crisis?
We haven't seen a large increase in calls as far as from a police perspective, but I do sit on the Mobile Crisis Provincial Committee, and from speaking with that committee, there has been an increase in recent months, and it could partly be due to the COVID-19 and the restrictions put in place, but we're unable to say clearly on that.
RCMP Sergeant Paul Peddle, thank you very much for joining us on the VOCM Morning Show.
You're very welcome.